Test 69, Section 3, Question 22. So, this one we're looking for the flaw. And it says, if the magazine circulation continues to rise as it has, in another 10 years it will be the largest selling martial art magazine. Unfortunately, it has become clear that the magazine's publisher will not allow the managing editor to make the changes. And without these changes, it will not rise as quickly over the next 10 years as it has over the last. So it's not going to rise as quickly. So the magazine will not be the largest selling. So this one is actually a bad if then. It's saying, if X happens, then it will be the best selling. X is not going to happen, so it won't. It could actually still end up being the best selling in spite of those things. And so this could be something about the sufficient necessary. So identifies some changes required for the circulation to continue its rapid increase and concludes from this that no other changes are needed. It's not about not needing other changes. It's about that it won't accomplish its goals without having that same circulation increase. Equates a reduction in the rate at which the magazine circulation is increasing with a decline in the circulation. That would be a flaw, but it doesn't do that. It doesn't say we're going to have less circulation. Draws a conclusion that merely restates a claim that's presented. This is not circular reasoning, which is what answer choice C is saying. Takes a single fact that is incompatible with the general claim as enough to show that the claim to be false. Well, actually, that's kind of not really a flaw. And then treats an occurrence that will ensure a certain outcome as something that is required. Yes, that's a bad if then. And it's treating the occurrence, meaning doubling or having the same rise in the next 10 years, that will ensure a certain outcome, meaning biggest thing, as something that's required, saying if you don't have it, you won't. And so therefore, answer choice E is our correct one.